Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And I want to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. It is a blessing to be here one more time. We always appreciate the opportunity. And I want to take just a moment to let you know about Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. And if you are in the area looking for a church home or maybe visiting in the high country, we would love for you to come by and to visit with us. We're located just a few miles outside of the Boone city limits on Highway 105 South. And you take Baird's Creek Road, and we are 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. And we have Sunday school for all ages every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., then at 11 a.m., our Sunday morning worship service. We generally just about have visitors every Sunday, and we're thankful for that. But a lot of our visitors are people that are visiting in the area, so we'd love for you to take advantage of that. It is good to be here once again. I want to say hello to Noah. He's here helping today. And we appreciate him. How are you doing today, Noah?
I'm doing well, and it is good to be here. We do want to say welcome to all our listeners. We do appreciate those who listen in regularly, and all those new listeners as well. Those who listen in right here on AM 1450 WATA out of Boone, North Carolina. Those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia. And our listeners on KPGT 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and we're going to begin today. We had a little break last week. We had a visitor, a special guest, Brother Rick Lanier, with the In God We Trust Committee, and we enjoyed having him. It was good to get to know him just a little bit, and I'm thankful for the work that they are doing, and it is a good ministry. I don't know if they call themselves a ministry, but it's a good thing that they're doing. And so we appreciate that and are thankful that we had the opportunity to have Brother Rick with us. But we're going to continue on with our series we've been talking about the subject of money and what the Bible says about finances. And we are just going to pick up where we left off last time, just by way of review. I do want to say we were talking about the four R's of money. And when we're talking about the four R's of money, and this is, I believe, our fourth week on this subject, we were talking about the receiving of money. And that's what we talked about last time, the different way. And when we're talking about that, we're talking about the different ways to get money. And there's a lot of things that we talked about. It might be a gift. That's the first way that most people receive money. Somebody gives them some, maybe when you were a child. And then we said you earn money. You might inherit money gained on interest. We talked about the receiving of money. The second R is the rule of money. That is what we are going to look at today, the rule of money. The retention of money, talking about savings, and then the reusing of money. And the Bible has a great deal to say about finances. Now, nationally speaking, we could talk a great deal. We could talk about our economy. The stock markets of the world have been in the news lately. A lot of talk about that, what's going to happen with the world's economies. Greece, the country of Greece, is in the news. And they're having a great economic turmoil. And so we could talk about a lot of these things, but we really can't do anything about it. What I can do something about is the money that I have that God has entrusted to me. And so we're talking about stewardship when we're talking about the four R's of money. So we talked about, first of all, the receiving of money today. We're going to talk about the rule of money. Now, I'm approaching this subject not from the standpoint of an economist or a banker or something like that. I'm approaching this from the standpoint of being a Christian. What am I supposed to do with the money that I receive? And so, first of all, the reception of money. Second of all, the rule of money. The rule of money I'm going to be talking about today is the subject of giving money. And that is part of money as well. Not only the receiving, but the giving of money. Now, I have mentioned already, and I know how people are. They say, well, he's going to talk about giving money to the church. Well, that's certainly in the Bible. And we find the subject of tithing, and the Bible teaches that. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says over there, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you there not be room enough to receive it. And I might have messed that up just a little bit. I wasn't reading it. I was trying to quote it. But the Bible teaches to bring the tithes into the storehouse. And, of course, as a little child going to Sunday school, I remember learning about tithing. I remember my parents teaching me about tithing. And what I remember is the example, if you make a dollar or if you get a dollar, you receive a dollar, then a tithe, the word tithe means tenth, then that would mean a dime or 10 cents of that would be a tithe. And so I was raised being taught to tithe. And so God's people, generally speaking, are aware of this, that the Bible teaches to tithe or that they ought to tithe. But what I want to say along those lines is that tithing is kid stuff. Tithing is kindergarten. It is basic. I mean, that's something that you teach children from a very early age. But if we go further in the Bible, there is a lot more to be said about giving than just tithing. And that's what I want to focus upon today, what the Bible says about other types of giving. In the Old Testament, for example, now we're not under the Old Testament law, and we realize and understand that, but just as we study the Bible as a whole, and we find in the Bible the different offerings that the Jewish nation would make in their worship of Jehovah God, there were many special offerings which they would make, which was not considered their 10% tithe. There was special offerings in the Old Testament. There was an offering to construct the tabernacle and later on to construct the temple. There were different sacrifices. There were different feasts throughout the year, holy days that required different offerings. Some of these offerings involved money. Some of these offerings involved the fruit of their fields. Some of these offerings involved the sacrifice of an animal out of their flocks. So there's a lot of different types of giving that we find in the Bible, or offerings that we find in the Bible. One verse I wanted to read today is Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse number 17. Here's a good principle on giving. The Bible said over there, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Now, there's not a percentage on that. And a lot of people who are maybe, I won't say against, but not for tithing. I've run into this quite a bit. Well, tithing, that's the Old Testament. We're not supposed to do that. Well, it could be, and the reason I say tithing is kid stuff, that's just a starting point. But it could be that God has blessed a person where they give more than 10%, and they give in more ways than just a simple tithe. So the Bible says, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And so we think about the tithing and the offerings in the Old Testament. Then we think about the early church. We have examples in the Bible of the early church and how they gave to support the gospel going into all the world. Churches today call that missions. At our church, we have a special offerings throughout the month that are specifically just for missions. And we find that principle in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, two whole chapters in the Bible talks about giving. And this giving in those two chapters is to get the gospel out, or giving to missions. And 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 1 talks about that. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Now that was not a tithe, but that was a special offering, just given so that the gospel could go out into all the world. Now there's other types of giving, and churches, individuals, are involved as well in this. There's going to be times that you want to give, and maybe it's not to the church or through the church. That is called benevolence giving. And we have, in our society in America, we have a society that does give. And America, as a whole, as a nation, has been known as a giving nation. If there is a tragedy, people will give. This is called benevolence giving. Benevolence just simply means this, the disposition to do good, goodwill. I know in times past we've given where there's been a hurricane, where there's been a tornado, where there's been a great tragedy. Benevolence giving. Well, how do you do that? What's the right way? I don't know about you, but if I give, I want it to go to what I give it to. And so if you want to do goodwill, that's called benevolence giving. When I pastored the Faith Baptist Church in Idaho, we had set up in that church, we had a benevolence fund. And that was a fund in the church. It was not for missions. It was not for paying the electric bill. It was not a salary of anybody, but it was just simply for the object of doing somebody some good. And our church there was positioned right across from the bus stop, and there was a lot of homeless people passed through the area. And you know, they get off the bus right there and look across the street, lo and behold, there's a church. And I was amazed. And a lot of pastors, depending on where their church is, they deal with this all the time. Somebody needing something, somebody wanting something. So there's benevolence giving. Then there's liberality, and you find this in the Bible. That is a Bible word. Liberality is generosity, somebody that's generous. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Now, when it's talking there about the liberal soul, it's not talking about which party you vote for. It's talking about being a giver. It's talking about being generous with your money. And then there's charity. You know, charities, you think about, there's all kinds in our society of charities. Well, that word charity, that is a Bible word. And this word charity, it means love, but it's more than love. It's love with action behind it. So charities are established all throughout our country and all throughout the world. And it is giving in order to do something good. It is giving out of love. It is giving to help somebody. So there's all kinds of giving. There's benevolence, liberality, charity. And we could go on and on talking about this. Acts chapter 11, verse 29, for an example of charity. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwell in Judea. And if you study the book of Acts, what you find is that there was a famine at Jerusalem, and the believers there were suffering. And so the other churches in different places other than Judea, they determined to send relief. They tried to help their brethren that were going through hard times. That was charity, reaching out in love. And so lots of different examples of giving. But I want to say this today on the radio broadcast. You and I, everybody listening, we could give away everything that we had. You could go to the bank, withdraw all the money you have. Some people say, well, that wouldn't be much. Some people, it might be a lot. But you and I, we could give away everything that we have, and there would still be poverty. There would still be need. There would still be emergencies. There would still be appeals that are being made. There would still be diseases that have not been defeated. There would still be tragedies that would happen tomorrow. And there is no end to it. It's in the Gospels. Jesus said, the poor you have always with you. And that is just an established fact of life. Nobody has ever eradicated poverty, and they never will until the Lord comes and makes this world different than it is right now. But anyway, that's a whole nother message. But you and I, those that are listening in today, there's no end to the appeals. We get calls at our house all the time. In fact, I've told my wife, I said, I don't know why we even have a phone in the house anymore. 9 times out of 10, it's not even for us. It's nothing to do. It's an appeal. It's somebody wanting something, either to sell something or you to give them something. There are appeals that are made through the mail all the time. Give to this organization, give to this cause, give to this charity. There are good organizations. There's good things. How do you decide? How do you know how to be a good steward over what you have? Realizing you cannot give to everything. You cannot support every cause. You cannot rescue every person, everything that needs to be rescued. How do you decide how to give? And what I'm going to do in the remaining time is just give you some scriptural principles of what it boils down for me personally is just a matter of stewardship, being a good steward over the resources that God has given me. So how do I decide who to give to, where the money that I want to give according to my ability, how do you decide where it goes? All right, let me just quickly give this to you. First of all, here's how, and this is me. I didn't get this out of a book. I'm just going to give you some principles as I thought about this that the Lord gave unto me. Number one, when I'm deciding about stewardship of money, number one, God first. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. I preached on this a few Sundays ago. We're out of this passage of Scripture. The Bible simply says over there, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I have an outline to go by in my giving, or I've prioritized it. Number one, God first. That's how I look at it. And as I think about God first, I think about tithe as a member of a local church. I think about missions as a Christian that is desirous to see the gospel go out into all the world. And so our church has many missionaries, and we want to support those missionaries financially speaking. And then we have special offerings in our church. A lot of times when somebody has a need, we will have a special offering. I want to be able to give to that. Somebody that I know, and they have a need, and we go to church together or in the community, somebody that has a real need, when we have a special offering, maybe somebody's sick, maybe somebody's house is burned down, maybe somebody's had an extended stay in the hospital and there's a lot of traveling back and forth, a lot of things could come up, but I want to be able to give through my local church as much as I can when the need arises. So that is priority number one, God first. I had somebody call one time, and I told them, I said, I know it's a good organization, but I just can't do anything for you right now. Well, they just got rude about it, and they began to sort of berate me, you know. And I could remember which organization it was, but I won't tell it over the radio airways. But I just asked them this. I said, well, you know, how much are you giving to it? You know, you're making phone calls and things. And I had mentioned to them that it's not that I was stingy and wasn't forgiving, but I gave through my local church, and we had some needs and things, and I was going to give to that. I knew who it was and where it was going. Well, they give me a hard time. I said, well, let me tell you something. I'll put up my giving against your giving any day. I believe if you believe in something, you ought to put your money where your mouth is. And so God first, that's the way I decide. I believe that's the way the Bible would have us, or God in His Word would have us to think about money. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that's number one. Number two, when I think about giving, the rule of money, of giving, I think about responsibilities at home. Each and every one of us has personal responsibilities. Maybe you are like Noah over here. I'm looking at him. He's a young man, lives at home. He's single. And I'm a father, and I have children at home. I have a wife at home. I have responsibilities. See, our responsibilities are different. A single person, they still have responsibilities. They have to pay rent or a house payment or a car payment. They have to get groceries, things like that. I have mouths to feed, insurances to pay, house payments to pay, things like that. I have responsibilities. What are your responsibilities? That is what you have to think about first. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So the Bible teaches me, as the head of my home, that I am to take care of my home first. And if I'm not taking care of my home, my wife, my children, my home, my house, my responsibilities, then the Bible says that is worse than an infidel. The Bible says that is denying the faith. So I have responsibilities that I have to take care of before I think about giving to anything else. So the Lord first, then my responsibilities at home. Next, I think about this, is the organization that is asking for something. And we're thinking now about outside of church. We're thinking now about somebody that might call the house or some good organization in the community. You say, well, I would like to help that. I would like to give towards that. I think it's being a good steward to ask, is the organization being a good steward? If I give $20, let's say, I don't want 18 of that going to feed some CEO so they can make $1 million a year. That is not being a good steward. And there are organizations out there that you need to be aware of. How are they spending the money? What are they doing with it? Where is this money going to? That is something that is you can ask an honest question. Is what you're giving going to the cause that you're giving to? Is it going to research? Is it going to help somebody? I want to get the most bang for the buck if I'm giving to an organization. That's something that you ought to be aware of. Where is that money going? Is that organization being a good steward? I'm to be a good steward. If I give money to somebody, they should be a good steward of that money as well. Here's something else I think about when I'm talking about the rule of money, talking about giving money. Number four, does it line up with my moral beliefs, my spiritual beliefs? There are just some organizations, they might have a good heart. They might want to do good as far as they see that, and think that they're doing good. But let's just be honest, you don't agree with every organization that is out there and cannot go along with what they believe. And so, although there are many appeals that are made, does it line up with you morally, spiritually? Do you agree with it, politically speaking? You know, whatever the case might be. Does it line up with your moral beliefs? Number five, is it something that I feel strongly about? Now, money is not easy to come by. And as we've already said, you could give it all away. And tomorrow somebody would come along and say, this is a good cause. Could you give? Would you give? So is it something that you feel strongly about, that you could feel good about? Have you ever, I'll tell you this, when I was in the Air Force, this has been many, many years ago now, but they just about made us give to the United Way. And they had these drives every year, and that just rubbed me the wrong way. You know, giving because I want to is one thing, but we were all in the unit together, and you know, this unit is competing against another one, who can give the most. And man, I'm struggling, a young airman, I've got a wife, I've got rent to pay, I have to pay more to get back and forth to the base because I live off base, and money was just hard to come by. And they give us a list. You know, these are all the organizations that are going to benefit. You pick out where you want your money to go and all like that. I couldn't find one that I felt strongly about. I couldn't find one that I was excited about. And it just burnt me a blister to be pressured to give just so we could get a magic marker and write it up on the board. And so but have you ever been pressured into giving something and you really didn't want to, you really didn't agree with it, man, that leaves a sour taste in your mouth. So when we're talking about giving, is it something you feel strongly about? I give to some organizations and am involved in some that have to do with veterans. Well, I feel strongly about that because I'm a veteran. The hospice, I think as far as a local organization, that is one of the best ministries, things you can give to. If you've ever been around where hospice has come in, that is a great, great. So what I'm talking about, something you feel good about, something that you feel strongly about. And so these are just some things to think about when we think about giving. Now, if it just boils right down to it, and I've just got a couple of minutes left, and like I said, money's hard to come by sometimes, but there's a lot of good organizations. When it boils right down to it, it's spiritually amoral. You know, it's neither good nor bad. And I feel, maybe I don't feel too strongly about it. It just boils down to this. Do I get anything out of it? You say, preacher, that's a selfish thing. But, you know, I've played in a few golf tournaments where I didn't really feel strongly about whatever it was, but I got a good round of golf in. And so went ahead and gave and played and had a good time one with another. So there's some things to think about in giving money. You could give it all away, but God has not called us to give it all away. God has called us to be a good steward over what He has blessed us with. And so talking about the rule of money, I appreciate you listening in. Noah's going to come in just a moment and give the contact information. But once again, we do appreciate you listening into the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. This is a ministry of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. We'd love to hear from you. Noah, you come give the contact information. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. It's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.